With so many harbors reporting fast action, we do run a bit behind. The final close day of salmon fishing was Tuesday 7-9, and private and party boats were back out in huge numbers on Wednesday 7-10. Rick Powers on the New Sea Angler had another great day with 38 anglers boating 50 salmon to 36 pounds, adding limits of rockfish, and 31 lings to 17 pounds. He fished for salmon off Arch Rock and took the rockfish at F.T. Ross. Most private boats saw a fast morning bite off Budiga Head to the Whistle Boy and others at Elephant Rock, and the top end of Den Mile in 90 to 140 feet of water. Salmon fishing resumes 7 days per week for the balance of the season. Here on Thursday 7-11, Vince on the Miss Nita reported 6 limits for clients plus 1 crew fish trolling in 150 feet off Carmet. Vince said that on top of all the short belly rockfish, pink shrimp and crawl, that herring have shown up, and Vince took most of his fish today on his favorite straight bait, herring. Vince has dates open in August, and is sold out for all of July. Suggest readers grabs those August dates with this top captain ASAP. Rick on the New Sea Angler reported 30 salmon landed out of 70 to 80 fish hooked for 28 anglers. Rick said the fish are so big and strong that holding onto them is a challenge. Over the past few days they have been batting around 500 on fish hooked, but today they were losing 2-3 for every fish hooked. Rick said they had a solid 15 to 18 pound average with fish to 34 pounds. Budiga Bay's premier party boats has space for both salmon and salmon rockfish combo trips. With the hot fishing and lack of available space, you can expect big groups on all open load trips. We received a couple of reports late this morning from regulars and friends on private boats that ranged from "we don't have a single fish in the box" while losing 10 and watching everyone around us net fish to 3 limits to 30 plus off Elephant Rock by 9 a.m. Most private boats are seeing a fish per rod to limits, but I have received a couple of skunk reports from private in the past few days. Lack of knowledge, bad luck, snake bit. It happens to all of us, but the vast majority of anglers are coming home with at least one 20-pound king. That is still great fishing,